Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Wednesday, May the 20th, 2025, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour. And is it the month of May? Is Memorial Day just 5 days away? I don't really know at this point, considering the temperatures outside, which I'm looking at the forecast. And the forecast can change anytime. But I have two significant events coming up in the next, well, 5 or 6 days. One being the annual Memorial Day cookout, which is shaping up to be a really big thing this year. And I'll give more updates on that as the week goes on, the next 3 days that we have together, because that's turning into a lot of fun. And then I have the big first fishing trip of the season planned. Now, as it stands right now, because of the weather, obviously I can't do it today, tomorrow, or Friday, because I'll be working. But, so that puts, and I can't do it next Monday, because that's Memorial Day, and I've got the cookout thing going on. So it looks like the Memorial Day fishing trip, which is a new tradition I'm starting this year, will either have to happen on Saturday and Sunday. And looking at the forecast, it looks like Sunday could be a little dreary wet. So Saturday might have to be the day. But I'll talk more about that, too, as the morning goes on, even though the forecast can change at any time. And I did get an email this morning, or a message, I should say, from James Anderson over at the Park District, and he told me a little more about the free days of fishing and also different ways to get your fishing license. And I think he's going to call in this morning a little after 10:15 when Glenn and I are sitting in for Charlie and give us some information on that. So we'll hear from James Anderson this morning a little bit after 10:15. Now, also, don't forget that I will be on right up through noon today when this show goes off at 10 o'clock. I'll continue on because Glenn Coble and I will still be filling in for Charlie Evers, who is out with an energy issue at this particular point. But as I say, I saw Charlie on Saturday, and, you know, it's just an energy thing at this point, and we'll see how that all goes. But we miss Charlie, and we send our best to him, and I know he does listen to the program. So, Charlie, I hope you're doing well, and I'm sure we will talk very soon. And that is how that shapes up. And Glenn and I will talk more about that as the morning goes on. So when this show's over, don't tune away, because it will be the Charlie Evers Show with Glenn Coble and myself. And then Glenn will be on today, 12 to 1. And then we also have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 until 7 tonight. So it's a big day here on WWGH Radio. Now, here is where I'm going to start with this morning, because I had an odd thing happen this morning. So I'm driving in here, and for anybody who knows Marion, you'll kind of pick up on these directions. I was coming down 309 Center Street, and I guess I'd gotten to the point where it turns into Center Street. Now, I'll tell you where I was. I was at the light that where Greenwood crosses Center. So I'm sitting there at that light where Greenwood crosses Center, and, well, actually I'm pulling up to the light because the light is red, so I'm kind of slowing down so I don't run the light. And one of the city sweeper trucks was out. And I believe all city, I don't know what the rules on this are exactly, but I know that all city vehicles, I think, pretty much have autonomy to do what they want. I know fire and police and sheriff obviously have that. I don't know if that extends to sanitation crews or people who sweep the streets, but it may. I don't know. I just don't know the rules on that one. So I'm pulling up to that light where Center crosses Greenwood, and I'm on Center, obviously coming down Center Street to get to the radio station here. And I'm pulling up to the light. The light's red, and there's nobody else there. And there's one of these city sweeper trucks on Greenwood. They're coming down Greenwood. They're coming from the direction of the library going toward the north part of town. So right there at that intersection, which is where Center meets Greenwood, and there actually are three lights there. There's one on Center facing, what would that? That'd be east. And then there's one on Greenwood if you're coming from the north direction, and then there's one on Greenwood if you're coming from the south direction. So I don't know exactly where. I guess the lights on Greenwood were probably green. But what happened was I'm sitting there at the red stoplight on Center, and here comes a sanitation truck. A sweeper. I guess it's not a sanitation. Sweeper truck. City sweeper truck. Road sweeper. And, you know, those trucks are fairly big. Not as big as a sanitation truck, but fairly big. And this truck, and I'm sure it just did this because it had to sweep the curbs and sweep the road, but it was coming from the south on Greenwood. And it gets to that intersection there where you kind of have to jot one way or another, because if you go straight, you'll go into a building. So you've got to do that little kind of jerk to the left to continue going north on Greenwood Street. So it gets to that area right in front of the light on Center Street, and I think it's going to run right into the building because it doesn't make that jog to get over to continue going north on 309. And what it does is it kind of pulls a U-turn and it was going north on Greenwood, and then it does a U-turn, so now it's going south on Greenwood. Now, here's the thing about this. I don't mind that, and I think that's allowed. I don't think we're allowed to do U-turns on the street, but it is a city truck, and I think they have autonomy to do that. And I think they were probably just sweeping that particular area and maybe needed to hit that curb at a point in the morning where there's not a whole lot of traffic on Center Street. But here's what happened. It just got a little closer than I would normally have a truck get, to the point to where, you know, I had to stay a little back, a little further back from the light than I normally would. Now, I'm not saying they would have hit me. I don't think that would have happened. And I'm not saying that anybody's in the wrong here. It was just a very unique situation, because I had never had that happen. Because usually when I see these sweeper trucks, they're usually going up and down the sides of the road, just sweeping the curbs out. I'm sure they do a whole lot more. And obviously this morning I learned that they do a whole lot more. But it was just a little bit of a bizarre situation. I think partially because we were the only two people there. And that's odd at that intersection of Greenwood and Center, because that's a very busy intersection here in Marion. So as far as odd circumstances go, on a Wednesday morning, I felt that was an odd circumstance, because normally you don't see anybody doing a U-turn on Greenwood, but I think a sweeper truck is allowed to do that. And also, you don't think about a sweeper truck, you know, almost coming in contact with you. Now, again, I'm sure he knew exactly what he was doing. I'm sure he was not going to hit me. And even if he had have hit me, it would not have been hard. He was not moving at any great speed or anything of that nature. It was just an odd coincidence to see the sweeper truck doing that particular thing. So I thought I'd open up the show with that this morning. The incident with the city sweeper truck on Greenwood and Center as of this morning. So that's story number one. Now, there's a whole lot of other things that I would like to talk with the public as well. And if you have any question or comment about this whole sweeper truck incident, or you have anything to say about the sweeper trucks, because I think they are out this morning, hit me up on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. And also, we talked about a lot of subjects yesterday on this program, and we had a lot of calls. We talked to Tyler Pigman over at the Marion Public Health Department. We talked to Tracy Kinsler over at the Marion Public Health Department. We talked to Mayor Schertzer, and then we had a nice conversation about fishing as we were going off the air yesterday. So there might have been a lot of people who did not get a chance to chime in on any of those subjects, anything at the health department, anything in the city, anything to do with fishing, or anything to do with the sweeper truck. So if you did not get in yesterday and you would like to get in for any reason at all, please feel free to give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, and you can give me a buzz at any time during this program. That's how it's going this morning. Okay, but that's story number one. Now, want to get through... there's a subject I want to talk about this week, which I've wanted to do since Monday, but I'm not quite there yet. But we might get there today, depending on these other little anecdotes that I'm telling this morning, because I want to get to these first. Now, the first one is this cookout that I'm having on Monday, the Memorial Day cookout. Now, it's going to be a lot of fun, because the guest list is growing, and I've done this for a while, although we're going to stay within regulation of the COVID thing, so we don't, you know, overdo that. But yesterday, I was trying to work on who is going to bring what, and what are they going to bring? Because here's how this conversation goes. You invite people to this event, or they invite themselves, which also sometimes happens, and you say, okay, do you want to come to the event? It's going to be this time, blah, 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 blah. And inevitably, they always say, what can I bring? Now, this is not a bad thing, because you do want them to bring something. And if they're a good cook, or they're good at getting plates, or they're good at getting chips, or whatever, you know, it's one less thing I have to do. So that's a good thing. But here becomes the problem. You invite them, you say yes, they're going to be there, or they invite themselves, however it happens. Either way is fine by me. And then they say, is there anything I can bring? And you tell them what they can bring. And then all of a sudden it becomes complicated. Well, how many people are you going to have? Well, do you think everybody will like this? Is there anything else I can get? I might be better at this other thing. Could you pick it up for me? Not that all these things are bad. I'm not saying that they are. It's just a little bit of a precarious situation. Now, I think the cookout on Monday is going to be a lot of fun. I think the people who are invited are a lot of fun people. And I like getting that mesh of people together who... some have never met, some have only met briefly in the past, so that's always for good conversation. But it's turning into one of those events, which I know I'm going to enjoy, but it's just a weird event in that trying to get it set up seems to be the much more difficult problem. Just who's going to bring what, and so on and so forth. And some people I have to give directions to because they've never been over. So it's just one of those things. Now, right now, as far as the... I'm just going to give you a little update on this Monday cookout because I'm sure I'll talk about this next Tuesday. Right now, as it stands, I always cook the hamburgers and the hot dogs. So I know the hamburgers and the hot dogs will be there. And I also, you know, do some tomatoes and onion, if people want that on their burger or their hot dog. And then I also make sure that the ketchup, the mustard, and the mayonnaise is there. So that's my contribution to the thing. And I talked to somebody last night who says they're going to bring the plates and the silverware and the pop. So I believe I have the plates, the silverware, the pop, the hamburgers, and the hot dogs taken care of. And then I talked to somebody else, and I think they are in charge of buns. So I think I have the buns taken care of. So now we've got hamburgers, hot dog, buns, and plates, and pop. So this is all taken care of at this point. But now there are three other people who are potentially on this guest list who I've talked to. Now those are the three, well, including myself. That's myself and two others who I think I know what they're bringing. Now, the other three I don't know about, who have been invited, who I think are going to show up. We have not gotten to the point of discussing that yet, what they're going to bring. And the reason is, basically, is because I have not, I don't have a full guest list yet, but I'm going to have to cut the guest list off pretty soon, just because, you know, you want to stay within the guidelines of the COVID thing, and you also want people to bring you don't want any overlap in what people are going to bring. So that's where the cookout stands at this point. So if you're keeping track at home, at this point, the hamburgers and the hot dogs and the mustard and the mayonnaise and the ketchup and the onion, tomato, lettuce, that's all taken care of. The plates and the pop, I believe, are taken care of. And the buns are taken care of at this particular point. Now, I'm being reminded now. That is true. There is somebody else on the guest list, and I forgot because it just happened yesterday. See, this is the stress of a cookout thing, that somebody else is bringing cheese dip to the event. Now, I forgot about that. That was my fault. I'm sorry. I forgot. But cheese dip is coming. Now, see, there seems to be a little anger now with this cheese dip, though, because I just got a message that I do know what they're bringing, but it says, I can cut this person out if needed. Now, why would somebody say that? If we've already done the invite and we already know what they're bringing, do they want to be cut out? See, you never know. See, this is the drama involved with a cookout. I don't know why it turns into that. Why would you cut somebody out? It just slipped my mind there for a second that this person was bringing the cheese dip. And I believe some chips, which is a very good thing. Homemade, I believe, is what it was. I just slipped my mind because yesterday I had talked to the people about the plates and things like that. But, whew. See, as I say, this is the problem with the cookout. I don't know. One of those things. But yes, I believe there'll be cheese dip and chips there. But if this person who is listening right now, if they have other plans, that's okay. But no, I wasn't trying to disinvite you. I wasn't trying to do that. I just forgot for a second that you were bringing the chips and the cheese dip. That's all it was. Nothing personal. So I don't know. Maybe there'll be no chips and cheese dip. I don't know. This person might bail out now because of apparently me not mentioning them in the lineup of things that I know that are being cooked and brought. See, how does this happen? People get a little sensitive around these cookout times. All right. Let's see what else we got here on the agenda this morning. Well, and, you know, it's one of those things, too. You don't want people to come who don't want to come. Anybody can come. I don't mind people coming. It's a lot of fun to have people around, and I like people around who want to visit and talk and have a good time, because cookouts are much more low-key than holidays. Plus, you're not cooped up inside. But you don't want to force anybody to come. You don't want people to feel that they have to come. Now, if they want to come, well, that's a totally different thing. If you want to come, that's great. But if you don't want to come, you know, I don't want to force you to come. You certainly don't have to be forced into coming to anything. So maybe there'll be cheese dip. Maybe there won't at this point. I guess that will have to be ironed out as time goes on, depending on if the person would like to come or not. But they are more than welcome to come. I thought they were, as of yesterday, when they offered to make the cheese dip and the chips. But who knows? I might have offended this morning. And again, this comes back to the initial problem of there's a little more drama and a little more work in the setup to these cookouts than the actual cookouts themselves. Once you get there with the food and everything's cooked and everybody's there, there's no problem. You have a good time. It's a fun Memorial Day. But if for some reason, it's just getting there that becomes the problem. Now, I'm getting some other messages as well. Now, I want to make sure that I read all these messages because sometimes I don't read all the messages and I have no idea what's being said. Okay, let's see here. Well, this is true. You know, people are sensitive. I think that's the basic message in our from a listener this morning, that people are a little sensitive, but that's okay. I guess I can be sensitive too sometimes. We'll see how it all goes. What do people think? Do you think it's the preparation that'll kill you on these things far more than the actual event itself? What do you think? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But again, if somebody wants to come, I would never disinvite anybody. I would never tell somebody they couldn't come, but I don't want anybody to feel obligated that they have to come. What is the etiquette on that? Does anybody have good etiquette on Memorial Day cookout fun? Fun that it is. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know if people are sensitive or not. It may have been a joke. But whatever is where we are at this particular point. Now, I did want to talk about this as well. Because the fishing trip. Because I've talked about how I want to get a fishing trip in before Memorial Day. And the way the weather looks, the only day to do that is going to be Saturday. Because Sunday looks wet, and Friday, I'm working Thursday, and obviously today, which is Wednesday. So, I'm going to figure out this morning how I get the fishing license, and then I've got to figure out where I'm going to go. Now, I have narrowed this down to two areas. Either I'm going to go to the Tallgrass Trail here in Marion, because I've never been there fishing, and I don't think there's going to be any flooding in that particular area. And then Indian Lake, because I like the Indian Lake area, and I've always thought that's a fun place to go. So right now, I'm trying to decide, should I go to the Tallgrass Trail or should I go to Indian Lake for this first fishing trip? Because both of those trips are obviously fairly short. Tallgrass Trail is here in Marion, and Indian Lake is not that far away, and it's not a heavily traveled road. So, what I have to do is, you have to get a blanket to take with you to sit on. Here's the things I need to remember to take. You need to take a radio with you, like the old-fashioned radio with batteries, so you can play music to keep you entertained. You have got to have, obviously, fishing poles and bait. You want to have your license. And then you want to have, like, some refreshments, drink, and food while you're at these particular events. So these are the things you have to have for the big fishing trip on Saturday, which, again, I will report back to you Monday what happens on this fishing trip. But the most important thing, as I've said before, and I think I even asked for tips on this at one point, you've got to go with somebody who you can stand. Because a fishing trip is a long activity. Mainly because you throw your pole, you throw your line, you don't throw your pole in the water. You throw your line in the water, and then there's a lot of waiting involved until something happens. Now, this, and I don't know the best place to buy bait, so I'll have to talk about that too here in a second. But you just throw it in there and then you wait. It's basically a big waiting game, and I think that's why fishing has become so peaceful for so many people. So I've got to have somebody with me who is somebody I like, somebody I can stand for long periods of time, and somebody who would be fun to have on the trip. Because basically the fishing trip, the fun of the fishing trip, is not so much on what you catch. Because 9 times out of 10, you don't really catch anything of substantial nature. The fun of the trip is being with the other person and whatever fun comes of that. What do they catch? What do you catch? What stories do you tell? That's essentially what the fishing trip becomes. That's what it boils down to. So you've got to have the right person for the fishing trip. So I have not named that person yet. I have had a few people show interest, but you don't know. That could be a sensitive topic too. We never know. So there's that. The fishing trip coming up on Saturday. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? The type of person you want to take fishing, where you buy bait, or what do you think about this Memorial Day cookout? Do you think we're on the right track with this? So again, let me run down what we have for the Memorial Day cookout. We have the hamburgers, the hot dogs, the mayonnaise, the ketchup, the mustard, the tomato, the onion, the lettuce. We have somebody bringing buns. We have somebody bringing the sodas, the paper plates, and the napkins and spoons and things of that nature. And at one point, we had somebody bringing cheese dip and chips. Now, the person bringing the cheese dip and chips, I think I might have offended this morning because I did not rattle off their name during the first round of things that are coming for Memorial Day. So I don't know if that person will be there now or not, because I said, well, you know, I'm sorry, I forgot. And now I don't know if this person will be there or not. So I guess we'll all find out together as time goes on. But I will assure you this, it will be a fun event. Because again, it's a group of people who are not normally together. I don't invite a lot of people over to begin with. So just the fact that I'm inviting people over is a pretty big thing in my mind. So that's how we have that right now. All right, so we got the fishing trip on Saturday. We got the cookout on Monday. You know, when I come back here on Tuesday next week, this is going to be a day of stories. I'll be able to tell you about the fishing trip. I'll be able to tell you about the fishing trip on Saturday, which is the only day we're going to have nice weather. I'll be able to tell you about the cookout on Monday. I'll be able to tell you all kinds of stories when we come back and do this show next Monday or Tuesday. Day after Memorial Day. Well, now the person who's bringing the cheese dip all of a sudden has started to put qualifications. I didn't see these qualifications yesterday, but now there's qualifications on if they're going to come. Depends on who else is there. But I don't know who would like be a bad person to be there, I guess is the question. I don't know who would be. Maybe I'll. You'll have to explain that to me. Obviously, I'm not going to read that on air, but you will have to tell me who might be coming that would not be a good thing, that would make you not want to come. Now, isn't that funny? That's been a question. Charlie and I do that question every Christmas, because a few years ago, Charlie and I got a question here that was interesting about a Christmas party, and we bring this question up every year because it's a hard question to answer. Now, maybe some of you out there can answer this question. Now, here's what the question is at Christmas every year, but you know what? Oddly enough, it's popping up here at Memorial Day. The question a few years ago was, this lady was having a Christmas party, and she wanted her mother to come, and she wanted her aunt to come. But the mother and the aunt did not get along, but she wanted them both to come because she loves her mother and she loves her aunt, but the aunt and the mother don't come along. So what does she do? Who does she invite to the party? And we've had a myriad of answers on that. You know, do you invite the aunt and then the mother says, I'm not going to come? Or do you invite the mother and then the aunt doesn't come? So that's tough. Does anybody know the answer to that question? Now remember, you're having a party and somebody says, I'm not going to come if other people are there. Now let me take here. Oh, okay. Well, I now know who the other person is there that... Now I know who this other person would not want to see. So let me ask this person this. This is interesting because this is all happening on the internet. If this other person is not coming, do you want to come and bring your cheese dip? How badly do you want to come? Is this something you really want to come to? And if this other and then give me the converse side of this. If this person does come, are you just angry and not coming? Now see, those are the questions. So we'll see if we get answers on this. That is a complicated question. It really is. We never solve that. And we ask that question every holiday time, Charlie and I. Now, I'm getting a note here that says, I am having drama in regard to my cookout. I can't believe I'm having cookout drama. The mother and the aunt situation, apparently you invite your mom. So, I've always thought that too. You can't not invite your mother, even though you might like your aunt. But what if your mother's being the jerk about it? What if your mother is the one saying, well, I won't come if you invite your aunt, but you like your aunt, and maybe your aunt isn't causing the problem. So do you still invite your mother, even though she's acting a little, you know, childish about the whole thing? I don't know. That question, I love that question because it's so complicated. Does anybody have an answer to this? What do you do when you have two people who you... Now, at Christmas, it's always the mom and the aunt because it's a family thing. But what do you do when you have two people who... You know, and first of all, let me say, I'm not even saying I have two people who I'm going to have conflict with. All I'm saying is one person who was going to bring the cheese dip is saying, if you invite this other person, I'm not going to come, or if you have invited this other person, I'm not going to come, I think is what's being said. And neither one of them are family members, so this is not like a family issue. But what do you do when that particular situation happens? Okay, so here's the answer I have. If they don't come, most likely I'll be there. I haven't heard anything from my people yet. But if they do come, I'll drop my stuff off and leave. No anger either way. I'll bring my cheese dip and chips. Now, isn't that interesting? So there's the big cheese dip question of the day. See, I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's cookout drama. Can you believe we're having cookout drama here on Wednesday, 5 days before the cookout? And I'm not even saying there's going to be two people there who are going to be at odds with somebody. But somehow, yesterday, we went from definitely... having this thing, cheese dip, and coming and having a good time, to today, well, if somebody else is there, I'll just drop the cheese dip off and leave. I'm not sure if my people are doing something. You know, I don't know. I just hope it all turns out. You know what? I want everybody to be happy. I'm in a Zen mood as we come toward Memorial Day. I hope everybody's happy. I hope everybody's doing what they want to do. I hope that... everything can be ironed out, and I just want to have a fun day that day. That's all I'm saying. I know, drama, drama, drama. Okay, well, and apparently it has nothing to do with the other person being there. It's just the person saying something to them that they shouldn't. But I see, I'm not sure what this person would even say to them. That's what I don't understand. I don't quite get what would be said, because apparently it's not about the other person being there. It's about the person who's bringing the cheese dip saying something they shouldn't to that person, or they feel they shouldn't say to that person. But I don't know what they would say to that person that would cause such a horrific issue. And to be honest with you, I'm not even sure that these two people will be there at this point. So this might be a drama issue that doesn't even make much sense. So we'll see if the cheese dip shows up. Who knows? But I will say this. I will say that I hope it turns out okay. I feel confident that we have buns and hot dogs and hamburgers, so at least that will come off okay. We'll be able to eat it because we have plates and we have silverware and we have napkins. We'll have beverages because we have the sodas coming. And so far, that's what we have. Now, maybe we will have cheese dip. Maybe we will not. Maybe that person will attend. Maybe they will not. I don't know at this point. Maybe I'll know more before the end of the week. Maybe I'll know more before the morning's out, because I'll be on through noon today. Don't forget that. I will not go off the air today at 10, because Glenn and I will be filling in for Charlie Evers. And maybe I'll ask Glenn this question. What do you do in that particular situation? It's an interesting question, because we do it every Christmas. And it's interesting it's coming up here on Memorial Day. Now, and we'll also talk fishing, because Saturday is going to be the big fishing day. Now, I don't know. At one point, I had somebody who wanted to come fishing, but I don't know. Maybe that's become an issue now. You don't know. See, things change day to day. People are a little fickle. And I don't think they mean to be fickle. But, you know, if you want to come, just say you want to come, and we'll have a good time. If you don't want to come, you got something else going on, you want to do something else, that's okay. You're not going to offend me. I'm sure I can drag somebody else up to take. I just want to know if people want to come. Now, yesterday, I thought I had the person lined up for the fishing event. Yesterday, I thought I had the cheese dip lined up for the cookout. Now, today, it's getting a little more complicated. I don't know what happened. Maybe it'll get less complicated as the week goes on. Okay. Well, now maybe the fishing trip might be in jeopardy, which is okay too. That's fine. People can certainly do what they want to do. No issues there. Okay. But that's where my issues lie right now. You can see why these things are a little troublesome. But here's the good news in all this. The fishing trip is Saturday, I believe, because that's going to be the nice weather, and Monday is going to be the big cookout, regardless of what happens with I'm not trying to make this person sound bad at all. Well, you don't even know who I'm talking about. I haven't said any names. So it's not like that. There's just another thing going on that day. But, you know, it's okay. Because I don't hold any grudges. And frankly, I don't even have a time for this fishing trip yet. I'm not going to sit out there for 16 hours. I mean, it might happen at night. It might happen in the during the day. I don't know. I'm not going to sit out there all day on Saturday. It's not going to be like a 10-hour trip. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe something can be figured out time-wise. Maybe something can be figured out with the cookout on Monday. I don't know. It doesn't have to be dramatic. Basically, at this point, I just want people to do whatever they want to do. And at this point, that's all you need. Have a good cookout. Have a good fishing trip. Enjoy yourself. Do what you need to do. Everything will be fine. It's all okay at this particular point. We need to knock down the drama a little bit. Although I don't even know if this is drama. I don't feel like it's drama. I just feel like a little more problem than maybe should be. Because, you know, people for the most part get along, and people for the most part have a good time. But also, I don't want to inconvenience anybody. See, that's my big thing. I don't want to inconvenience anybody. I don't want anybody around who doesn't want to be there. See, this is one of the things with the fishing trip. If you don't want to be there, I don't want you to be there, because you will have a bad time, and essentially you will make me have a bad time, and then the whole thing will be a bad experience. And the same thing with the cookout. If you don't want to be there, I don't want you to be there, because you will not have a good time, and I will not have a good time, and the other people will not have a good time, and that could result in a bad thing. Now, nothing against anybody personally, but I just want people to have a good time. I'm very zen and very happy like that right now. I want people to have a good time and enjoy themselves. You know, life is very short, and the one thing we have to do is enjoy ourselves. So we'll figure out the times on this. We'll see if it's doable. If it's doable, okay. If it's not doable, that's fine too. No big issues, really. There are far worse things in the world than this particular thing. And maybe it can be moved to Sunday. It's supposed to be a little rainy, but you know what? That's what fishing is. And like I said, I'm not staying outside all day anyway. So maybe it'll be worked out. Maybe it won't. But regardless, I'm sure the world will keep on spinning around and we'll all be okay. In my particular instance, I just like to do those type of things with people. If I'm going to go fishing, I want somebody there with me. If I'm going to go, well, there's another thing I need to do this weekend as well that I need to take somebody along with, but I'm not going to have enough time to talk about that in this hour because we're down to the final 2 minutes. So I'll come back and talk about that before this program's over today. But don't forget, I'll still be on the air this morning with Glenn Coble. Glenn and I will be sitting in for Charlie Everest from 10:10 until 12 noon, so there'll be a lot of conversation about that. James Anderson will join us via telephone from the Tallgrass Trail, going to talk to us about these free fishing days and how you can get your license and so on and so forth, other than going to Walmart, which I think you still can do, but we'll ask James about that at 10:15. And I also want to talk a little bit about a picture. Now, this is something I've never talked about before, but I had a weird instance Monday. I had a weird instance Monday with a picture that is kind of different than anything I've ever talked about before, so I will talk about that before the morning's up. And I think that'll be an interesting story for everyone to hear. But don't forget, after this show this morning at 10 o'clock, it'll be Glenn Coble and I sitting in for Charlie Evers. And then at 12 o'clock today, we've got A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble. At 4:10 today, we've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman. And then at 6 p.m. tonight, we have got the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon right here on WWGH Radio. So get yourself some cheese dip. Get yourself a Memorial Day cookout. Get yourself, holy moly, a fishing trip, and come on back with us, and we'll see who's still on board when we come back from this very short but important break here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Gone Fishing. Be back. Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that